Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, once a month, boy, I got to take a drink of water here. I'm choking. There we go. Thank you. You're listening to Francine's Angels Radio Show. And Francine is on once a month from 11 to noon Eastern Standard Time, basically the third Wednesday of each month. And we're so excited to have her on the show today. And if you want to find out more about the shows and everything, you can go to our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. If you'd like to call in and ask for a reading, we'll be doing that on the half hour. And you call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. Make sure to go and check out her website if you haven't taken a look at her work and the different services and classes that she offers. And you can see her website at www.francinesangels.com. And with that, I'm going to turn the show over to you, Francine.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, everyone, and welcome. Wednesdays are my favorite day, especially once a month. What I thought we'd do today is, I don't know about you guys, but I need to cut cords every so often. And cutting cords, your angels love to do this for you. It means that you've either connected to something that you don't want to, a cord of fear, or a cord where something's upset you. And so I thought we'd start with a little guided meditation on how to cut cords. And then I can't wait to take your calls and do some readings. All right, so I want you to find a nice, comfortable position where you won't be disturbed. And I want you to take some deep, cleansing, relaxing breaths. In through your nose and then out through your mouth. Just like you're blowing out those birthday candles. And I'll help you by counting with you. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and out. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and out again. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good. You should feel your body beginning to relax. You are letting go of all stress, tension, and worry. No matter what happened today or earlier this morning, let it go. Live in the moment. Exhale anything that could be stealing your joy, anything that could be stealing your positive energy right now. Just let it go. Your angels are here, and they want to heal you in all ways possible. Allow them to heal your mind, body, and spirit this morning. Now, I want you to imagine all of the mighty archangels surrounding you. Imagine yourself lying on a beautiful, soft, cozy bed, the most comfortable bed you've ever lied on in your life. Your body starts to melt into this fluffy, soft mattress. And your archangels have formed a circle all around you. You smile and feel so comforted by their presence. You see Archangel Ariel, Gabriel, Haniel, Raphael, Sandalphon, Michael, Shamuel, Raziel, Metatron, Jeremiah, and Jophiel. Your room is really crowded with archangels right now. Your angels are present and waiting for you to allow them to heal you in miraculous ways. As you relax and see the most brilliant white light coming from the hands of these angels, you feel safe, protected, and at peace. The archangels have their arms outstretched to greet and heal you with their tender, loving embrace. You feel very much at home with your angels, and you are divinely protected at all times. As the archangels gather around you, they have formed a beautiful, loving circle around your bed. You have never felt such a peace in such a long, long time. You're ready to receive miraculous healing. Your heart is open wide, and you feel their love entering every part of your body. You accept this white light and breathe it in. You breathe in this spectacular feeling, knowing that your angels are here to heal and guide you in all areas of your life. They love and accept you without any judgment. Archangel Michael stands over you now. He is here to help you to release all of the fears in your life. He asks that you take another deep cleansing breath, hold it, and release, feeling more and more relaxed, more and more at peace, feeling very safe, very nurtured. Archangel Michael asks you to be willing to sever any cords of fear associated with Father. As you breathe, he cuts the cords of fear connected to your Father, breathing out any old pain connected to Dad, in exchange for peace, releasing any old anger, unforgiveness, guilt, or grief, letting it go and severing all cords. The Archangel Raphael sends healing energy through the severed cords inwardly towards your body and towards Father for his own healing and transition. The angels comfort and assure you that you are bringing in more light, peace, and love through this process. And Archangel Michael asks if you are ready to continue. And when you are, please be willing to release and sever any cords of fear connected to Mom. Release and sever any cords of fear connected to the mother figure. With your breath and decision, let go of all fears, anger, and pain connected to mother. Let it go. Feeling so good to leave behind all fear, to only have the love and the lessons from mother. Everything else we let go. We don't need it. We don't want it. And with breath, it is gone. Archangel Michael soothes you and allows you to heal completely. And he balances you. And again, when you are ready, Michael asks you to cut any cords of fear connected to brother or sister, any siblings. Cutting the cords of fear in exchange for peace. Releasing any old judgments, anger, jealousy, or sadness. Letting it go. Letting it go. Feeling so good, you let go of the past to be open for more love and more light. Archangel Michael asks that you be willing to cut any cords of fear, this time connected to, excuse me, ex-lovers, ex-partners, or ex-spouses, releasing any old anger, sadness, guilt, or betrayal, any form of unforgiveness towards your ex, letting it go in exchange for health, peace, and joy. Archangel Michael is gently severing cords and releasing you from old toxins. Good. Archangel Michael now asks you to release any cords of fear, anger, and guilt connected to present spouses or present lovers, letting it go with breath and intention, letting it go, clearing the path for true love to enter. And now Archangel Michael is scanning your body for any other people, attachments, or irritation, or any unforgiveness that clouds your energy field. You are letting it all go. To clear you and cut all cords to negative relationships or situations, leaving you with just the love and lessons of these relationships. As Archangel Michael continues to work on you, the Archangel Raphael asks if there are any addictions that you would like to release today. These addictions could be substance abuse, alcohol, negative patterns, or thoughts that no longer serve you. Raphael asks you to see or feel these addictions lying on your tummy. Imagine those addictions as cords or roots connected to your body. And when you are ready, allow Raphael to cut the cords, roots, and webs from your body to the addictions. And they fall away in one clean sweep. The healing angels take the addictions to the light while Raphael sends his emerald green light through the severed cords, roots, and webs into your solar plexus, into your beautiful body. And as you breathe, absorbing this healing energy, it fills you up and heals you. Drink in this emerald green light. Drink in the divine love and fill yourself up. Fill yourself up with this divine love and light as Raphael continues to work on you. Good. Now the Archangel Raziel has now entered the room with you. He is standing right beside you, looking like a wizard with his giant eagle-like wings, and his magical rainbow of energy permeates the entire room. Raziel says, "I am here to clear away any ill effects from your past. I am here to sweep away anything that is from pain, suffering, or unbalanced karma from your previous lifetimes. He sweeps his hands over you, clearing away all negative energy and awakening any memories that will help you serve your divine life's purpose, helping you to release any old fear and old pain, and awakening your ancient spiritual gifts and knowledge. Now Raziel asks that you be willing to sever any vows of poverty that you have taken in previous lifetimes. And as you sever these vows, all effects of vows of poverty are now undone in all directions of time, healing your financial life. Raziel asks that you be willing to sever any vows of self-denial or self-punishment. Any vows of punishment that you have made in any lifetime. And as you make that decision, all effects of these vows are undone forever in all directions of time, healing you of all patterns of self-abuse and self-sabotage, letting it go. And finally, as you breathe in more of this beautiful healing light, your angels draw even closer to you, this time holding and cradling you as a mother would her newborn child. They are asking for you to see yourself in a brand new spiritual light and to begin to love yourself again with no harshness or judgment, just as they see you. Forgive yourself for past choices and know that the future is so much brighter for you. And never, ever forget to ask your angels to walk with you in all areas of your life and to lead you to the best life that is right in front of you. And of course, we always thank these divine beings for their love, guidance, and strength, knowing that you are always loved, protected, and safe on this spiritual journey. So, let's try to relax and enjoy. Good. I hope you enjoyed this guided meditation, and you can download it for free if you want. You can go to my website and download it, so you can come here anytime you need to cut cords, and we all need to cut cords from time to time. All right, I am ready, if Mark is, to take some callers.
Okay, let's see here. I'm not hearing everything correctly today, so I've been, as usual, slaughtering everybody's names. So is it Kelsa? K-A-L-E-S-A. You are on the air with Francine. Hello?
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 Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Kelsey.
Hi, Kelsey. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. And what's your question?
I recently had a family member pass away, and we've been having things happening around the house, you know, and I didn't know if maybe she was here in spirit and was just trying to communicate with us, or she's just stuck here, or I was kind of...
What's her first name?
Mine or hers?
No, hers.
Mary.
Mary. And what are you seeing in the home that she's doing?
We've been having, like, doors opening and shutting, things falling from closets. Certain smells have been appearing.
That's her. I do feel she's crossed over. Is this a mother figure or a grandmother?
My mother.
Ah. So she's saying that even though she had to leave, she's still very much a part of your life. Was she mischievous in real life?
Was she what?
Mischievous, like she's always pulling pranks or thinking she's funny?
Yeah.
Oh, then she's just proving to you that she did cross over to heaven. And what ate away at her body? Was she suffering from an illness?
Yes.
Because she's saying it wasn't a quick death, Kelsey. And
no.
She's so glad to be in heaven because she's not suffering. And you did do a good job. Why are you second-guessing that, honey?
It's because I feel like I could have done more because I took care of her.
Yeah, but that isn't true. And did she lose a brother because she's with her brother?
No, she didn't. She didn't lose a brother.
Really? Who's the brother figure?
I'm not really sure. Could be a cousin. I know she had a cousin that passed away.
No, she's saying the word brother. She didn't have a miscarriage, did
oh,
she?
Oh, God, yeah, she did. wow, I completely forgot about that.
She's saying I'm with the brother or a brother, so it's your brother she's with. And looking for a new job? She's talking about you and a new job.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yay, yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Good. Wow. And does she have a birthday coming up?
Somewhat.
No, what's in May for your mom?
I have a birthday coming up.
Ah, it's you. Well, happy birthday early from your mom.
Thank you.
You have major changes, Kelsey. And now you have an angel that can pull strings in heaven for you.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Can I draw a few cards for you?
Yeah.
Good. All right, I'm going to shuffle my cards. I'll let you know what I draw out.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to pull out three. One, two, three. Good. Your first one's celebration. Are you ready for a year where you actually get to do some celebrations?
Yeah.
Do you have a wedding coming up or is someone getting married?
Oh, my God. My cousin is.
All right. I feel like you're at a wedding and you just... I know it's not your wedding, but you're so proud to be there. And your next one is romance. Can we talk about your love life?
Yeah, we can.
No romance
going on
right
there.
Now, pal.
Huh?
No romance. Why?
I've been super busy.
Okay, so your mom's bringing you romance. Would you let her?
Yes.
Okay, and your last one is answered prayer. It means it's a big year for answered prayer. It doesn't shock me that your mom's in heaven, and she just wants you to have what you need now. And so she's saying, I'm here, kiddo. Just ask me for what you want.
Okay.
You got it. Thank you so much, Kelsey.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Okay, Amy, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm very good. And what's your question?
My question is, there is a position that there's a possibility that will be coming open here possibly next month or in May. And it all hinges on if this gentleman gets a job, and it's actually a place where my mother works, and it's a business manager position. So I wanted to see what you were feeling on me getting this position.
Why do I feel something around May? I feel it's a little more delayed than you thought. The only thing missing is you trusting yourself. You don't trust yourself to do this job?
Well, the only thing I'm unsure is for one, if he's going to get the job, and the other thing that I'm getting is I don't know who the other applicants will be that are putting in for it. Like, I don't know. I know the gentleman that would be in charge of the job if he gets it. But what my insurance is, I don't know. I've worked with him on a short time basis, but I don't know what his, because I asked him about the position, and he says, well, I really can't promise you anything, but then he says, I'd really like to see you get out of where you're working. So I don't know if it was because he didn't want to promise me anything in case he didn't get the job, or if, you know, it's a government job and it would be a transfer for me, and I don't know if it was because he didn't want to get himself into a bind where it would get out. Well, I wouldn't say anything, but just to cover himself. I really don't know what his opinion is totally of when we work together, you know, is where that little, where I'm unsure. You know, I really don't know how he felt when we worked together, you know, what his opinion is of me.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I feel you do a great job. I feel the only one who's not trusting you is you. And you can understand where he's coming from. If he were to say to you, you got the job and you said something, he'd be in big trouble. But the potential for you to get this job is amazing, because I feel people on the inside are pulling for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that would be him if he would get his job.
Yeah,
if he feels the way that he does.
I feel he's so grateful that he's gone up a notch, that he wants you in there. But I want you to be confident about this job, too. I want you to just say, I can do this job, and I'm amazing. I'm already anointed to do it. Why do I feel there's more money connected to this job, too?
Well, it would be a transfer for me, but there is a raise coming up just statewide. So,
good.
But then he said he would be leaving probably in 3 years to retire, a possibility of 3 years. So if I would do a good job, depending on who would be there in charge, maybe I would get his job.
There you go. You already have something to look forward to. And I feel you've been wanting to relocate for a while. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I just haven't had
You haven't had a reason to, but now you do.
Well, it hasn't worked out for me either. Somebody transfers in and wants to relocate to the area. It just hasn't worked out. It's not that I'm not qualified.
You've got to give it a chance this time, but I want you to believe in yourself. That's the only thing missing, Amy. It's like, yeah, I want this job, but I don't really think I can do it. And that isn't true. You've put your mind towards this. I do see a move for you, too. So can I draw some cards for you?
Yeah.
All right. And where's your love life? Just like the last caller, I'm not feeling it. No love life, pal?
Yeah, there is.
Where is he? He feels far away or distant if he's there.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we work on that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to shuffle some cards, and I'm going to pick three for you. Okay. One, two, three. All right. Your first one is retreat. Can you stop beating yourself up? I feel like you're just one of those people who's very hard on yourself. You don't see the good that you get to. You just see all the stuff you didn't get to. And you know your angels are all around you. Your lead angel is Gabriel. And that angel wants you to believe in yourself. Your voice is your gift in this lifetime. Surrender and release is next. Where do you go when you need to get rid of all your junk, Amy? I feel like you hold it all in.
I pretty much don't.
Yeah, because when that card comes up, it means you don't have a place to vent. Do you journal at all?
No.
All right. You need to find a little sacred space, my friend, where you just give all of your junk to the angels and say, it's not mine anymore. I give it away to you. Bring it back to me healed. And your next card is dreams. Don't you dare give up on your dreams. Promise?
Okay.
This job has been put in front of you for a reason. Don't you dare give up on it.
Okay.
And will you call me when you get the job? I'd like to congratulate you.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right, Francine, we're going to just take a quick music break, everybody, and we'll be right back. I love that song.
I do too. All right. I love this first one too.
All right, Elena, you are on with Francine.
Hello.
Hi, Elena. How are you?
It's Lena.
Oh, Lena. Hi, Lena.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. And you?
Fine, thank you.
And do you have a question?
Just in general.
In general, how you doing?
Yeah.
Okay. And why do I feel you have a job that you really don't like, my friend?
True, but it's the only job I have, and I'm grateful to have it.
I know, but I feel like you're a hands-on healer. Do you work at a hospital or healthcare?
I take care of an elderly person.
Ah, but I feel like you like where you are, but you want more. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Any chance you can look around for a little more?
Possibly.
Good. I just feel you walk into a room and people want to sit by you. You're very healing. You're very loving. You're very kind. And I see a young man with you. Did you lose a brother or a nephew?
Two nephews.
But one that was an odd death?
Two were odd deaths.
One where someone hurt his body? Is one a gun or something over the head?
No. He was stabbed.
Okay, I feel like sharp object, but I feel like over the, like someone hit him on the head, like he didn't expect it, like he's sort of doing a good deed.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, can you know that he made it to heaven? He comes in your dreams. Do you see him?
Yes.
Okay, he says, I poke through in your dreams, Auntie. I hope you can see me. And you love to cook, but why don't you cook lately? I don't see any cooking in your house.
No, because I don't seem to have the time.
Okay, but he says you're an amazing cook. He just doesn't see pots and pans.
No. No, they're well kept.
All right, and is something coming up in New York, New Jersey for you?
Possibly New York.
Good. He said he wants to come with you. Is that okay?
It certainly is.
All right, and another one. I don't feel a love life for you. How come?
I'm waiting.
Oh, how long do you want to wait, my friend?
I'm running out of time.
I want you to look around. You're a beautiful lady inside and out. Can I draw three cards for you?
Yes.
You got it. I'm going to give them a good shuffle. Okay, and I'm going to draw out three. Ooh, good. All right, first one is ideas and inspiration, Lena, and that is a new job. So I don't feel it till around fall, but I do feel it's still taking care of people, but it's a brand new job for you. How's that sound?
Very good.
Excellent. But I don't feel like you go to the people. I almost feel as though you go to like a hospital building to take care of them. Does that make sense?
It could, yes.
Okay, like a rehab setting,
okay,
or a hospital setting. And the next one is self-acceptance. You're really learning to love yourself again. I just feel like for a long time, someone made you feel inadequate or you didn't know how to love yourself, but that's changing.
Yeah.
Good girl, because your next card is friendship. You ready to meet a guy who's a friend first and then a love?
Yes.
Good. Except your angels say you don't go anywhere to meet him.
That's true.
Okay, we got to get you out. Do you join any? Are you a member of any social clubs or?
Not right now. No.
All right, but I also feel it's like a family member who fixes you up or a friend. I don't feel like it's online or a website.
Okay.
Good girl, but your self-acceptance is really, I almost feel like an ex-husband or an ex-boyfriend took away your self-acceptance. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, I feel like you're getting it back, Lena. How's that feel?
That sounds great. I can feel
it. Do you have a birthday coming up, too?
I do.
Happy birthday from your angels.
Thank you.
You're not going to miss it. Thank you, Lena. You are an angel, I can tell.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
Okay. Carol, you're on with Fran.
Thank you.
Is it Carol or Carolyn?
Carol.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I'm curious if there's any time in the near future I'd be able to work less hours than what I do. My life is so full, it's getting the better part of me physically.
Oh, I can hear it in your voice, Carol. What do you do for work?
I work by day in an office and evenings and weekends. I have an account for cleaning in the evenings. And weekends I work at a venue. It's really getting to me. It's been a lot of years.
It really has. You know where I feel it's getting to you? Your adrenals and your tummy.
Definite.
Yeah. Something happens in August where you have to either consolidate or just, you have three jobs is what I feel, not two. Is that true?
Correct.
Something happens where first you consolidate two and then it'll get down to one just full-time job. Are you supporting a son?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And is he not able to work or go out on his own?
He is working, but he's had a lot of troubles in his life, so I've taken him on.
You're a good mom. Do you know that?
I know that.
I feel like he loves you, but he sometimes takes advantage of mom taking care of him.
Definite.
I know. So, I mean, I just want you to tell him if there's any way he can work a little harder and help out, that would make you feel so much better. And I don't feel like you know how to have fun anymore. I feel that word eludes you.
Well, my fun time is spent with family and the family members. That's
good.
Where I feel my best.
Who's Gary?
I have no idea.
Have you lost a loved one named Gary?
No.
Okay. You have blessings from someone in heaven named Gary. And have you lost your grandfather on your mother's side?
Yes.
Do you remember him?
Definite.
Oh, because he said he loves you to pieces. Do you know that?
I know that.
Yeah, he said, I'm watching over you, kiddo. But he's with someone named Gary who really felt that they knew you on earth or loved you on earth. And Yeah, you need to. Something happens by August. Can you hold out till then?
I believe I can.
Yay. All right. Can I draw some cards for you?
Most definitely.
Oh, you got it, kiddo. All right. I'm going to give them a little shuffle. And I'm going to close my eyes and choose three cards. All right, where's your soulmate? That's your first card, too. I don't feel a soulmate for you.
I have one.
Where is he? Seems far away.
He's very far away, yes. Yep.
Okay. In distance or just in demeanor?
I'm sorry?
Far away, meaning is he
physically,
far away?
Physically.
Okay. Has he passed?
No, he has not.
All right, because I feel like... I feel like you had a soulmate, but he's not there anymore.
It could have been my...
All right.
I am a widow presently. Yeah, well, it could have been my husband.
Okay. But you know that he's watching over you. But did you have another man after him?
I do presently, yes.
Yeah. Why do I feel he's emotionally so far away, Carol?
Because he is. He is.
All right. And do you pray about this? Because there is a lot of love here.
Definitely.
He doesn't know how to help himself right now, and so it's hard for him to connect with people.
Right.
But he does love you. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
All right. Your next one is Archangel Michael. That's your lead angel. Do you pray to him?
Definitely. Oh, God, continuously.
Yay! Archangel Michael's going to get you through this. But did you want to be a teacher?
No.
He's calling you the great teacher.
No.
Really? You never wanted to teach like a yoga course or anything?
No.
All right. He's calling you the great teacher. And your next one is celebration. You ready to celebrate Carol again?
Oh, that would be great.
I just feel like next year at this time, Carol, you're going to see that your whole demeanor changes, and I feel like you can incorporate all of this into one job. Is insurance a problem, though, for you? I keep hearing the word insurance.
No, no, no.
Are you having a hard time insuring your home or getting health insurance?
Not at all, no.
Is your son?
No, no.
Okay, keep hearing help with insurance.
No.
All right, any more questions?
I think that's about it. Has my dad ever come through to me?
What's his first name?
Okay. His name is Robert.
All right, let's ask for Robert. He comes in your dreams. Do you see him?
I see him in my dreams.
Yeah?
I do.
He said I make some cameo appearances. And what happened to his lungs?
That's what he died from, his lungs.
He's telling me his lungs
COPD.
Are all dead.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Don't remember me sick, he says. I look great.
Okay.
And I have a beautiful daughter who helps everybody except herself.
Well, we know that.
We know that, Carol. Would you start?
I have to.
I know.
I know.
Call me in August. I want to hear the good stuff.
Oh, well, thank
all
you
right.
so
God,
much.
God bless you, honey.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now.
Okay. Sharon, you're on with Francine.
Hi.
Hey, Sharon. Good. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm great. Now that I'm talking to you.
You're so... Oh, happy Wednesday.
Your
you're so sweet. I am looking for employment. I've been unemployed since the last week of December.
Ooh, that hurts, huh?
Oh, it's been so, I don't even want to go into it. Hopefully you see a better state of mind, too.
Well, what I see is you're looking in the wrong places. What type of work are you looking for?
It's like financial investments. I had an interview last week, though, and it went well.
Good. For financial advisement?
Yeah. I'm going a little bit more towards insurance and consulting. I'm starting to send them out everywhere. I
feel like you were going down the financial route and you needed to tweak that a little bit.
I know.
Good. And what made you change? Because that's exactly where you need to be.
I just needed total change out of there. That's all.
All right. Within a three, you will have a job. I hope it's 3 days.
Within a three? So
yeah.
In other words, 3 means 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months.
3 days, 3 weeks. This normally it's all within a year. Or it could be in the month of March. It could be the end of March towards the 30th. But it will have something to do with the number three.
Okay.
Have you gotten call back from the interview?
Well, what happened was last week when I interviewed with her, she emailed me. And the guy that's supposed to interview me also was on vacation last week. She's supposed to get in touch with me this week. She said she would tell me either way. Then I have to go meet him. Do you feel good about that?
I feel like there's a callback.
Okay.
I do.
Do you feel I have a chance to get the job?
Yeah, I just feel like you have a great chance. It just got delayed a little.
Okay.
Is it a little bit of a commute for you, though?
Oh, it's about 18 minutes. Not really.
It's not a bad commute.
Pardon me?
That's not a bad commute, 18 minutes. Or do you have to travel a little more than you used to?
Maybe I will. I don't know. That could be.
So it's either the commute or there's travel involved with this job. But I really feel we can't wipe the smile off your face. You're just so excited to have a job.
I know. And I know people say, oh, God, you shouldn't just go for the money. But I have to work. Does that make sense? And
absolutely.
I know that. Sometimes you have to be logical. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. Have you lost a mother figure, honey? She's with you.
No. A grandma. My mother never
Your
left.
Grandmother on your mother's side.
Yes. No, she is deceased. My grandmother is, but not my mother.
Not your mom, but a mother figure on your mother's side. Do you remember her?
Yeah. She
She's
died when
feisty.
I was about 17. She's what?
She's feisty, isn't she?
Yeah, she was a nurse, head nurse. Yeah, she can be
just,
feisty.
Everything goes in order for her. She tells it the way it is.
Yeah.
You're a lot like her.
I know.
Yep. Don't ever change, she says. I like that about you.
Yeah,
this is the lady who gets you the new job.
Oh, God, tell her to help me. I'm so...
Oh,
I'm in
she
such a
says
bad place
I'm on
right
duty,
now.
Pal. Don't worry.
Okay, I know I'm getting emotional now because my finances
oh,
starting
no,
in April.
Oh, you can get emotional.
I would be sweating. I know.
Well,
go on.
Please pray to her because she's the woman who gets this new job for you. But you will need a new car eventually, too. What's wrong with your car?
Oh, nothing yet. It's only a year old.
Oh, she's talking about a new car.
All maybe right. Next year when I get a job, you know, it's a nice car. There's nothing wrong with it. Who knows? That's the least of my worries, sweetie.
I don't know why she showed me a new car for you. All right, can I draw 3 cards?
Yes, and I want to see if my finances are going to be okay. You didn't feel anything bad with that. That's what I'm worried about.
Within a three, you have this job. It takes you at least 8 months to get yourself where you need to be again.
I know,
but
back
I
with my
to,
savings and everything.
Yeah, I need you to save the money. I feel like you were, how do I put this? I feel like you were going through the money too quick. Does that make sense? Or giving it away?
A little bit, yeah.
All right, so can you try to put more away?
Yeah, save more.
And you'll catch up within an eight. You'll see. Good girl. All right, I'm going to shuffle. I'm going to choose 3 cards for you. And one, two, three.
Okay.
All right, do you have 2 children?
No, I don't.
Why do I feel 2 children all around you?
Huh.
Do you have a new soulmate or a new love?
No.
Okay. I keep seeing 2 girls around you. Do you have nieces?
Yes. Yes, 2 nieces.
They miss you. You haven't seen them?
No, they text back and forth. I am such a stress case right now.
Oh,
I didn't even tell them that I'm not working. I don't want anybody to know my problems.
I don't
you know what I'm saying?
You. But when you get your job, would you call them and tell them I'm back?
Absolutely. Oh, I still text them. I love you. You know. Oh, they're great girls.
They missed you, Auntie. They were your children in another lifetime, and they remember that.
Wow.
Good. Your next card is retreat. No vacations coming up?
Are you kidding? I've been on a vacation. No, no.
All right, when you make some money, make sure you book a B&B or you do something fun.
A retreat.
And the next one is study. When you take this new job, it comes along with a pretty rigorous study course. Did they tell
you
this?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. My whole job, everything I do, there's always continuing education and studying, yes.
But you love to learn. You love new knowledge. So don't get overwhelmed when they start to teach you, because you'll pick up so quickly, Sharon. But it comes with a lot of study, this new job. But don't let it overwhelm you, because you are so anointed to do this.
But the most important thing is right now, I am going to be able to cover my bills April and May. I take it because starting in April, it's going to be so tight for me. I've never been late for a bill.
Yeah, you'll squeak by in April.
I'm sweating.
Yeah, but it's like by May you won't even be worried at all.
Thank you.
You won't.
I'll be
able to jot.
Because
they're going to hold the paycheck back and do all that, but come May you're not having this conversation. It's much easier.
So I'll be in a job.
Yep. Congratulations.
Oh my
gosh. It's about time. You've had your sabbatical. It's over.
I know. Listen, you are so pleasant. You really are a very uplifting person. I'm sure people tell you that all the time.
You know what?
You get what you
think about. Believe me, I've been without a job, and I know what it feels like. And what I say is that job is mine. That job
Thank
is
you.
Already in my energy field.
I do my Stairmaster, and I'll let you go. I do the Stairmaster twice a week, and I listen to on my iPhone, The Secret.
There you go. See? How to manifest. Well, congratulations, Sharon.
Thank you. Listen, have a wonderful day, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
All right. Let's bring Sonia on.
Hi, Sonia.
Sonia?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Hello. What's your question?
I just had a question about the relationship.
Okay. And is this someone that you're having a relationship with?
Yeah, it's someone I live with currently.
What's his first name?
Actually, it's a woman. Her first name is Liz.
What's her first name?
Liz.
Liz?
Yeah.
Is there a lot of addictions with Liz, honey?
Well, I mean, not drugs or alcohol, but, yeah, she has a lot of weight problems.
Yeah.
And her temper seems to be getting worse as the day go by. And I'm really trying here on my end.
Yeah. What's happening, Sonia, is you're trying to fix Liz, but Liz won't let you. Do you see this?
Yeah.
Many addictions. It's the food. She fears. Is she not working?
Well, the thing is she works from home, but her income has dropped because I'm giving her ideas how to expand her business. She just drags her feet forever to do things.
Because she doesn't love herself. Do you see this? What happened between her and her mom?
Her mom passed away a few years, maybe about 4 years.
Is that when you
saw
the major changes?
No, she's been having issues off and on, but in the past few months, it's just she gets so bad-tempered that she would throw things. And like this morning, I went to get myself coffee. I didn't know she wanted something. And she got mad, and she took my coffee, and she poured it down the drain. And I'm like, okay. I didn't, I was in shock, but I didn't make a big deal of it.
I don't blame you. Why do you allow her to treat you that way?
I mean, what am I supposed to do? If I start arguing and if I complain?
No. I'm not saying you need to argue, but you need to say, that's not acceptable. I'm not going to let you throw my coffee
down.
Tell
me, I don't care. I don't care. She might try to break something.
Oh, honey, I feel bad for you. Because here you are trying to help her, but she's not appreciating your help because she's angry at the whole world.
I know,
but you get the brunt of it. Would she go to counseling with you?
I mean, she said she was going on her own, and she said it was because of me. But she gave me 10 years of her life.
I love, you know what, the love is strong here, but I'd love to see you both go to counseling.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a lot of unraveling to do, and you've just become the punching bag, and that's not fair to you.
Yeah,
that's not fair. You're trying to love her to pieces, and she's not seeing that. You know what, she's not a bad person. She's just angry right now.
But what I want to know, I mean, is she going to get worse? Is this going to continue like this, you know?
What do I see? That she needs a healing. She needs to learn how to do self-healing, and she doesn't have a clue on how. Did she lose a brother?
No, her brother is still living.
No, I feel like she lost a brother.
I'm not aware of it. I only know she has one brother.
Okay. I feel like she's grieving for a brother. Is this brother far away?
Yeah, but they don't talk because he's not a good person.
That's it. She's missing a brother or grieving for a brother. She pushes everybody away. Don't you see this?
I mean, and the thing is like I try. I mean, like I'm very happy right now, Juana, because I just got a new job that I'm starting in April. And it's
good
because it's like a new promotion. It's closer because I was working in New York, and that was very hard on me. I had to go to an interview 3 times. I was very happy when they offered me the position.
Mm-hmm. You have to start worrying about you, Sonia, and your successes. And next time she has a little tantrum, you just walk out and you go do what you need to do. But she definitely needs to go to anger management or counseling, honey. And I would go with her. I would take her by the hand. And she's not a bad person. She's just mad at the whole world.
No, but she would do things like, you know, to get back at me. She told me
she has no one else to vent it towards because she's pushed everyone else away.
Yeah, great. Imagine if she breaks my. I mean, as far as all I have is like she breaks the windshield for my car. You know what I'm saying? That costs money.
You need to give her an ultimatum. She either does this, or by the month of June, you won't be there anymore. You're going to leave. Do you see this?
Well, this is my house. This is the only place I have to live. You know.
All right. Then she has to leave.
She had threatened me that she was going to go. I mean, right now she's in a horrible financial place.
You got to sit down and have some straight talk with her. Oh, this is just going to continue for years to come. And you're too kind for that. Don't you see this? She's taking advantage of your great nature.
You know, I pray to God every day. And it's like
good. Pray to God and your angels that you see significant changes around her, that something touches her and makes her know that she's hurting you.
I mean, does she even care about me?
She does, but she doesn't care about herself, so it's hard for her to love anybody else. Yeah, I don't know where she'd be without you. I'll give you that, kiddo.
Oh, that's what I thought.
You don't have to take this abuse either.
I do everything for her.
I know. Go out and do something fun for you today, promise.
Yeah, actually, I'm taking 2 days off tomorrow, so,
you know. Go do something fun. All right, thank you so much, honey. Will you keep in touch with me?
All right. So thank you for another great show, Francine. And
thanks,
we apologize,
Mark,
for all the callers that we didn't get to. So we wish you love and blessings for all of you. And let it be known that the angels are looking out for all of you and answering all your questions and everything, even though you didn't call in. And also, Francine will be on in 1 month. And have a great day, Francine. Thank you.
Thank you. You too, Mark. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
All right, everybody, you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and Francine is on once a month, and to hear a replay of the show or to find out more about the show, you can go to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. All right, goodbye, everybody.